That and Hip Hop mixtape review, Lil Wayne, Sorry for the Wait 2. Now going into this review of Sorry for the Wait 2 by Lil Wayne, there's a lot of other things surrounding it. We didn't really feel like separating the two, so we're just gonna combine it. We're gonna talk about those issues, and we're also gonna talk about how this mixtape made us feel. Now, for those of you that may not know what's going on, Birdman has stopped the Carter 5, and that pretty much had a trickle-down effect to Lil Wayne saying, hey, I don't want to be under Cash Money no more. I got my Young Money, Drake. I got Nicki. I'm straight. Now Wayne is suing Birdman to get out of his contract.
So this is for real?
This is for real.
51 million.
And then you know the reason why he came up with that number.
Wait. So this isn't just like a gimmick thing because no album.
I thought it was.
That's what I thought too.
It was too. I thought it was the same thing.
Part of his contract when... Okay, so initially...
Break it down, people.
Yeah, I'm going to break it down. So when Wayne was originally out of his contract, he wanted to sign with Jay-Z and Roc Nation. And the way Birdman was able to keep Wayne was by giving him Young Money. Now, part of that contract that he gave Wayne was that, supposedly, I don't know how factual this is, I've seen it a couple places, also some people have told me, that Wayne was contractually given, was supposed to be given $10 million per album.
God damn.
Exactly. Cash Money is notorious for not paying their artists, and obviously, I guess Birdman isn't paying Wayne.
Wow.
So Wayne now is like, well, fuck you. You're stopping the Carter 5. You haven't paid me for my shit, so I need to get my money, and I'm leaving with my axe. And wow. Obviously, in the mixtape, he talks about...
On Coco.
Yeah, on Coco, like how he's the one that signed Drake and Nicki. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, I don't know how Wayne will be as a music exec moving forward, but damn, if you sign Drake and Nicki, you straight as hell.
Right. You already know how he's going to be.
So, you know, so I know he's going to be straight, but, you know, just moving forward, like, I feel like a lot of what made Drake and Nicki was how big and how hype Wayne was at the time when he signed them, because he was bigger than both of them. And now I can argue that both of them are bigger than him. So I don't know moving forward how Wayne is going to continuously push forward acts when he's no longer that big. Because I feel like they ate off of him.
No.
Yeah.
He'll still be that guy.
Right.
He is Cash Money.
You mean Young Money?
Well, Cash Money too, dog.
Young Money is a woman.
He is Cash Money. I think you need to look at it the other way around. What happens to Cash Money when he leaves?
Well, here's the thing. I think Cash Money is going to be fine because, look, Birdman.
Who's on Cash Money?
He has Young Thug and Rich Homie. He is fine. You looking at me like that now, Mike, and
I'm going to leave.
I don't know.
That's what we're talking about.
I know for sure.
Rich Kane?
Yes. I know for sure he signed Young Thug. For sure he is associated with Birdman.
Young Thug does not know that.
Yeah, Young Thug is not. It's not going to pop like that.
He's not a label.
No disrespect to Young Thug.
No, man.
You know he's trendy, bro.
I don't think if you gave me Rich Homie Quan, maybe. But no, I think Young Thug might be the one.
I don't think for as long as Wayne was able to carry and maintain that. No, I'm not putting Wayne and Young Thug in the same arena when it comes to that. But for the next 3 to 5. I think Young Thug will hold it down for three to five years.
No,
because that sound's gonna change.
Right.
Yeah.
It's too quirky, man.
Young Thug, exactly. Really?
That's a good one. Didn't he say something like
Wayne taking his style or something like that?
No, Young Thug took Wayne's style.
But that's what Young Thug say. Wayne taking my style. That's why Birdman.
Nah, man. You probably took that seriously though.
I know.
Nah.
That's why he say he's gonna name his next album Carter 6.
Are you serious?
Young Thug needs to cut that shit out.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. The one thing that I did enjoy about the tape was that now you get some insight as to what's happening directly from the source. So that's the one thing that I was like, okay, that's cool. I understand Coco. There's another, you know, look, I listened to this thing twice and it was hard getting through it the first time. That first mixtape that he dropped after the Carter 5 or the last one we reviewed.
I'm Not a Human Being too.
That album. After we reviewed that and he came out with that first mixtape after that, yeah. I remember hitting Mike and I was like, yo, he sounds sober. he sounds like he's trying again. And then he has some verses that made the radio and stuff, and I'm like, okay, it sounds like Wayne is coming back around. All right, I want to hear what he's going to do for Carter 5.
It wasn't even that. For me, it was like the interviews that he was doing. He sounded a lot sober.
He sounded more cohesive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he was just more clear. So then when Birdman just shits on Carter 5, and then he puts this out, I'm like, well, damn, if this sounds anything, if any of this sounds like anything on Carter 5, then I don't blame Birdman. This Wayne right here, I don't know where he's going. Like, why the hell name it Sorry for the Wait? Just because we're waiting for the album?
It's a throwaway.
If you're going to apologize, right, and you're giving me this for your apology, why are you giving me trash?
He's giving you trash. He thinks he's giving you a good album.
He has people that are out there waiting to hear Lil Wayne, and he's like, I gotta put out something, and that's what he did.
It's just bad execution.
He should have put out.
Wait. You saying the songs are bad?
No, I'm saying it's a good idea. The whole
Sorry for the Wait.
Yeah, I think it's clever. Yeah. Sorry for the Wait.
Right.
Mixtape. Sorry for the Wait too. Oh, here's a mixtape. Yeah. It's just poor execution because I didn't really care for the songs.
This tape wasn't about him going into the booty of to spit hot fire.
But what?
Wait! Hey, what? Did he say booty?
Yeah, it's not like Wayne was going in the booth to spit hot fire. Wayne had a purpose, and he wanted to put the message out about what was going on. And I think that was really the focus of this tape. And it was just about the issues. Coco, he spoke on it multiple times. I think he just added all the other shit.
Coco,
though.
It wasn't like the whole mixtape.
No, there was other references.
You said the majority of this, but how many songs are on
there? 17. Like, you needed 17 songs?
So you got two or three songs about the situation. The other fucking 14, 15 songs are about what? Like he said, the typical Wayne shit. I'm thugging pussy. I'm getting money.
Fuck a nigga for an iPhone 6.
He has other things he could talk about. Think about how creative Carter 3 was. I know it was a long time ago. But since the Carter 3 came out, you mean to tell me there's nothing been going on in his life except for getting ass and making money? The opening track of this mixtape. The way I feel about any album, the opening track should be the one that grabs you and sets a precedent for the entire rest of the album. Coco. It sounded like he was just in the booth just making shit up.
I said, I have no problem with the song because I like that he's addressing his situation with Young Money in the song.
And I agree. And I said that's the one thing I took out of this mixtape. That's the one thing.
What's wrong with that?
But do you like the mixtape? Are you okay with how Wayne was rapping?
So
how
he sounded? From the mixtape to the
what do you mean?
That's song what, to the mixtape?
Well, yeah. That's kind of a different question. We really asked you about just that song.
Yeah.
And that was probably one of the worst songs in the whole mixtape. So to Fifo's point, if you like that shit, then you kind of should like this part.
But again, the reasons why I like what he was saying. Okay, cool.
You like the way it sounds, like the way he was rapping. You said yes.
No, I think it was extremely long. You know, I don't care for people rapping over other people beats. I don't like that. And obviously, he, you know, the content was definitely derivative, but for
even
the most
on the mixtape
part,
though,
I did, huh?
Even on the mixtape though,
I'm kind of over that. I'm kind of over that. I think because the mixtape game has kind of changed.
I like when people do that.
Huh?
I like when people do that.
If they do a good job.
If they do a good job, yeah.
And all these are like popular beats. There wasn't really much he could do, and he definitely didn't add anything to it that was good.
If you took Coco and gave that to Isaiah Rashad or Mick Jenkins, you think that they wouldn't have fucking snapped or done something different?
I guess for Wayne.
This is not fair.
How is it not fair?
Because this is
we
like,
have the great Wayne on the curve.
No, you.
Why you bring
this is curve? Not fair, man.
Hey, don't. We do have to grade him on the curve.
Why?
Because he's been struggling.
Who else do we like hold on the curve? There's nobody that we ever hold on the curve.
This isn't fair. You gotta call spade a spade.
I didn't say it was good though.
But you talk about you grading on a curve.
Exactly. I think you're giving him a pass. That's not fair. How is that fair? Did you enjoy Wayne at one point in time?
Yeah.
So how is this okay? How are you? Well, you know what? This is just where Wayne is. No, man, fuck that.
Come
Come on, Ken.
You don't think Wayne has the capacity and the creativity in him to make a good album? Even though I make jokes about Lil Wayne, I make jokes about him all the time, I definitely think that Lil Wayne is very talented. I think the problem that's happened is, I think all of the hype and stuff went to his head and he looked like he has to try. I think if Wayne sat down and was really like, you know what, I'm going to make an extremely creative and genre-bending album. Exactly. I think he could do it again.
So let me ask you this. So do you blame Cash Money for not putting it out if they feel like they're not getting the product that they deserve?
No. No, I do blame them. Because Lil Wayne is the only piece of he's been holding that label
together. Even if they feel
years.
The same way that you feel. They don't have
don't
that.
Feel that way.
He might. They don't have that hit single that they're looking for. He could feel that way.
It could be. It could be a case of where he is. Where he is. The way he does sound sober, and it's not the typical Wayne shit that's out. And Birdman probably don't want to put that out.
And
it could be that.
Why he went with Young Thug. He went with the
the coding sound.
Yeah. Exactly.
Makes sense.
And that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I see at least for the next 3 to 5. I think they'll be fine. I'm not saying that again. Young Thug isn't as big, but I think that he'll hold his own. And when you look at these hits, right? Like I don't know what quantifies a hit anymore. To me, if it makes the radio,
Cash Money ain't gonna survive without Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne.
It's not the controversy from this situation.
It's just not. That's like Death Row when Death Row fell apart.
No, I feel
right.
You.
And they have a history. Yeah.
How you feel about that? The mixtape.
He's been texting this whole time.
I listened to his once. I didn't care for this. I mean, yeah, I just didn't care for this. His voice was annoying.
Damn.
I mean, he wasn't talking about nothing.
Damn.
Really. I mean, I don't know. I'm glad I only listened to this once. That's all I can say. I don't really have nothing really to say about this. I just, like, I don't care for it. I listened to it once. I'm glad we're not really reviewing it or some semi-reviewing it or whatever. But that's about it.
What about controversy behind it?
I mean, it's not really surprising. I've always heard that Birdman has been, like, super shady, you know. And it's like, when I heard about this, I'm like, okay, that's why Manny left. That's why, you know, Turk, Juvenile, and all them left. And I remember, I think a while ago, when they were saying, will there ever be a Hot Boy Cashman? I remember BG saying, as long as Birdman not involved, it'll be a Hot Boys reunion or whatever. So, I mean, when I heard this, I'm like, okay, this is
typical Birdman.
This is not surprising at all. I knew eventually Wayne was going to see the shadiness in Birdman and want to leave. And now we're seeing it. So it was like, when I saw it, I'm like, oh, all right, next. It's not surprising.
You know what? I can't front, though. To be honest, there were some parts on this album or mixtape, whatever, where I actually, he tricked me. And I'm going to tell you, like, he sounded good. I mean, I feel B with the voice being annoying, but I think he actually sounded good. You know, aesthetically, just his voice, I had no problem with it. A track like Trap House. When that first came on, he was, no, 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 no. For a minute, I was like,
And
then, yeah, it was that fucked up, like, whoo, this is Wayne? Shit, Then you listen to what he's saying. And you feel hoodwinked, bamboozled,
led astray,
run amok. God damn it! I swear to God, for a hot minute, I was like, "Damn, Wayne is spitting." Then I was like, "No, he's not. No, he's not." His flow just actually sounded pretty good on a few of these tracks.
I didn't find nothing out of this.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say I found anything good out of it. I'm just saying, like, when I listened to it, I was like, okay.
Like, I didn't make that face you made, though.
You're just mad.
Like, your face wasn't big.
It was that 1.1 second when I listened to the mix, and I was like, oh, okay, this is something. So that's why I was just saying, I didn't pick that up. Yeah. That's why I asked, I'm like, you did? Like, I didn't pick that up.
So. I think like Ken said, I had really low expectations.
Okay.
I had really, really low expectations. I expected him to just be fumbling and mumbling around. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he did. I think that he put a little bit of work into his flow on some of these tracks. He just didn't put that much work into what he was saying. And okay. That was a problem I had. He was saying, the way he was saying it was cool. It was just what he was saying. My problem with this versus the first Sorry for the Wait was at least with the first Sorry for the Wait, I got a good laugh out of it. He had a lot of funny lines, even if they were unintentional. He had a lot of funny lines.
Da, 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 da,
but that was kind of fresh. My chopper goes doom da 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 da. You can't tell me that shit wasn't hot.
That shit was funny. I was like, B.
You gotta give it up.
B.
You don't remember.
Because you should have known where it was going, B. I was like, that he's was not fresh. Gonna do it, is he? He's gonna do
he
it.
He did it.
Oh, this motherfucker.
He did it. You didn't like that? My chopper goes doom da 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 da.
I agree with Mike. You know, like Wayne can still flow. Like Wayne. Like I don't think Wayne has lost that, because even on I'm Not a Human Being, I felt like, you know, there were some flows that I could mess with. But this, like, it's a waste of time. Like, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm look.
Sorry for the review.
Exactly. I'm sorry for the review.
Two.
I'm gonna just skip forward to if you're watching. Look, man. If you're watching, Wayne. Because I know somebody had to watch something. I know the best rapper alive, Wayne, is still in there somewhere. It's in there, man. I don't know what it is that you need to do to get it out, but like, don't do this shit on.
This is a vent tape, man. This one's a mix tape, man.
This is a what?
A vent tape.
What he venting about? That's what I'm saying.
That's like
vent tape.
Vent.
Yo, that's what I was saying. But he didn't vent enough to make this a vent tape. I don't think that the Carter 5 is another Carter 3. And that's why it's being held back. No.
Because so you don't think it's coincidental that he's been sober, like, as of late, and he's making, like, not conscious, but like he's a little bit more conscious about what he's rapping about.
No, he's not. I agree with Ralph. If the Carter 5 was some really introspective and personal and deep and creative shit, there's no way all of this would be the typical bullshit Wayne does.
Throwaway music.
He was no, this isn't a throwaway. No. He said he did this after Birdman refused to release the album. So how is this a throwaway?
Right, because he needed to get this off his chest. So but the other content that you
what
got...
What is he getting off his chest?
Exactly, because the emotion does not match the emotion of somebody telling me, look.
Wait a second, hold on. And I think the rest of this content that you guys are criticizing, rightfully so, I think it's just filler music to kind of fill the tape.
So
I think
the main thing he wanted to do... So how is he venting then, Ken?
Exactly.
Because...
You can have it both ways.
Coco, he opened up the track with Coco. There was some other songs where he addressed it more, and then he threw shots in it on other songs here and there. And then he kept saying over and over again, I'm sorry for the wait, guys. You know,
it's the name of the mixtape. He probably couldn't think of anything else to say.
Yeah.
It's the name of the mixtape for a reason, though, and I think you guys know that.
Okay. It's the name of the mixtape for a reason. Okay, so if you're trying to make it about that, then why did he name the first one Sorry for the Wait?
Because it was probably, I think it was the same thing.
You think
thing,
it was the same thing for Birdman?
No, yes. It just was pushed back. That's all.
Yeah, that first same thing. The tape wasn't coming out, so he put out the mixtape.
Yeah, but what you're saying, okay,
so I don't know if it was directly tied to what it is now, but it was being pushed back. People weren't getting the music, so he put out a mixtape, which was Sorry for the Wait.
Right, I'm saying, but he named that Sorry for the Wait.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that he named this Sorry for the Wait 2 for a reason.
Right.
The reason is pretty basic. It's not I'm mad at Birdman. He named it that shit because look, he already had part one. He may as well have part two.
His album's already. The reason why he released the first one because the album was being pushed back, right, Rav?
Right.
So he put out Sorry for the Wait. Here, listen to this. Because I don't know what's going on with my music.
But Ken, let me stop right there.
Wait, this is the same situation, except now. How is it not the same situation?
Because the Carter 4 was pushed back. Birdman said, this is not coming out on my label. That's what he said. That's the difference.
Either way it go, Ralph, either way it go, they're not getting the music. And there is a wait. They're waiting for the tape.
Okay.
It still applies. The principle is still there.
Okay. Yeah, the album's done. Yeah, he gave it to Birdman. Birdman said, hell, fuck no. And this is my problem with it, Ken. Because if you made this mixtape, Sorry for the Wait 2, because of what Birdman said, this is not coming out. So, emotionally, you should be angry, mm-hmm. You should be perturbed, yep. There's a whole gambit of emotions that you should be feeling. You should be feeling betrayed.
Exactly,
and it didn't come in here. It's typical Wayne bullshit. Exactly. What the fuck do you mean? And then 17 tracks?
Instead of giving me finger hurting or Holly Weezy or Drunken Love, I feel like Wayne could have given us something we haven't heard from Wayne in a while.
Exactly.
He could have gave us, I would have taken a whole mixtape of him just going at Birdman. I would have taken that.
But I still think it served his purpose. I still think he got, it was a vent tape. He got out, like Ross said, and got out his feelings, and then he gave the people some music because they're waiting for the music.
I think Kent heard Coco and turn this shit off.
Yeah, this is this. Evidently, this is like a dead end conversation. This is turned into a literally a dead end conversation.
Cause of Ken.
Ken is fucking losing his mind over there. Hey, that's it. I mean, you know, sorry if I wasn't more detailed or whatever. I only listened to this once time. I didn't care. The controversy stuff didn't blow. It didn't surprise me. So hey, it is what it is. You get the great commentary from these fellas right here. So
that's it. Tell them instead of sorry for the wait too. What makes they should they download this thing?
Oh, go download the joint by Dead End Hip Hop in Salem Sound Studios.